We have on the line a very special guest. We're going to welcome David Mizuinski. Good morning, David. How are you?
Hi, David.
Good morning. I'm doing well.
We're just going to call you David, if that's okay.
That's totally fine.
Now you're a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, and you're here to talk to us about the benefits of actually getting out in the mountains and planning a night underneath the stars.
That's absolutely right. Saturday, June 25th is a big event that the National Wildlife Federation holds every year. It's called the Great American Backyard Campout. And what it's all about is really trying to get people to get back outside a little bit, to get a little bit more reconnected with nature. We know that in America, people and kids in particular are spending so much time indoors. I mean, the average school-aged American kid is spending almost 8 hours a day inside in front of an electronic screen. So they're watching TV, they're playing video games, they're on their computers, they're text messaging, and only a few minutes a day outside. And so we have a whole host of programs that are all about trying to get people and kids reconnected. And camping, whether it's in the mountains or it's in your backyard, is a really fun and great way to do that.
Now, you're also encouraging communities to get together and do this, say, take over a park and bring a bunch of people together to camp.
Absolutely, yeah. So here's how it works. If folks go to our website, it's nws.org/campout, you can find out all about, you know, how to participate. What we ask folks to do is register and let us know that they're going to participate. And that's important because, people are really joining a movement that we're trying to create of people that are, you know, that are saying, you know, we know that it's important to get our kids and our families back outdoors. And you can either register as an individual or you can register a group camp out. And so, you know, a lot of folks, you know, they don't want to just pitch a tent in their backyard. They do want to go and maybe have a more traditional camping experience at a campground. Or maybe they want to team up with their kids' scout group and have a camp out. Or maybe their church is going to sponsor one. So absolutely, on our website you can find out more how to do either an individual camp out, a group camp out, or even join an existing group camp out. So we've got you covered.
And you can actually even sponsor. I mean, if somebody's out there and it's just not going to work for them to camp outside for whatever reason, but they still see the importance of it, mm-hmm. they can actually go on your website and sponsor the event.
Absolutely, yeah. We definitely have a fundraising component as well. You know, what we're trying to do with the Great American Backyard Campout is something similar to, what you hear with, like, the breast cancer walk, where the participants are doing it because it's a good thing to do, but also because they believe in the cause of, in our case, of the importance of getting people connected with nature. And so people are able to make an additional donation that will go to support the work of the National Wildlife Federation. And, you know, just to make the point again about why this is so important, you know, when we look at Americans, we see things like obesity rates skyrocketing, particularly in children. You know, with kids, the diabetes rate is going up. And you can track it really in the last 20 years to the increase in the amount of time that kids are spending sedentary lives indoors. And so that's what this is all about. This is just one way that the National Wildlife Federation offers to people to help reverse this negative trend of indoor kids. Because I'll tell you what, all of the research that's out there, and there are multiple studies, point to the fact that simple outdoor time can actually be a huge remedy for so many of the health issues that we're seeing today in kids. So, you know, I mean, kids that play outside, they're obviously more physically fit, right? So they have less issues with obesity.
I know that when we were growing up, my parents were, especially my mom, was a big component of us being outside. And, you know, we always had the bikes and the sandbox and the trampoline and, you know, but it doesn't take any of that stuff to have a kid just to walk around the block with them. I mean, if they can't camp outside, there's really a lot of things you can do outside at no cost.
Absolutely.
For 10, 15, 20 minutes a day.
Yeah. That's really
cool activity.
Right. And sometimes that's really all it takes, you know. You know, I mean, the kids that go outside and play, like you did, like I did, you know, they're less likely to be, you know, obese, they're less likely to have childhood with diabetes. But listen to this laundry list. They're less likely to be vitamin D deficient. They're less likely to become nearsighted. They actually do better on standardized tests They have better immune systems. They're less likely to have allergies. They tend to be more creative and have better decision-making skills, because when kids are outside playing, they are, you know, they're not in a structured environment where people are telling them what to do 24/7. So guess what? They have to work their, you know, their creative muscle and their problem-solving skills with their peers at an early age. And when you don't let your kids outside to play or have these outdoor nature experiences, oftentimes that doesn't happen. And so, again, doing something like camping out in your yard or in your community is a great first step for families to do that not only is fun, you know, I mean, let's face it, I mean, everyone loves to kind of hang out and make s'mores and, you know, have a campfire and tell stories and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, even if your kids grumble when you go out to do this, trust me, once they get outside and once they get into it, you know, it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, so this is the 7th Annual Great American Backyard Campout, and this is June 25th. They can go to your website, and what happens as soon as people register?
Well, once you register, we have a whole host of really great information. And, you know, everything from camping tips 101, you know, if you've never camped before, don't feel intimidated. It's not as hard as you think, you know, again, especially if you're going to camp out in your own backyard. But we've got camp games. We've got songs. We've got campfire recipes. And even if your campfire is your backyard grill, you know, you can have some fun with this stuff and really make it a memorable family event. And I'll tell you, we have been doing this for 7 years, and some of the stories that we get from participants, it's amazing, you know, the intergenerational connections that happen. A lot of folks invite the grandparents and the cousins, and, you know, it's really the only time of year where they all get together and can share. You know, they're not sitting in front of a TV. It's not a big holiday. It's a great way to have this sort of fun family time. It doesn't have to be expensive. You know, with the economy still not fully recovered, a lot of people are still doing their staycations where they don't want to spend a lot of money and go far away. So, again, what better way to have your family vacation than, you know, to do it right in your own yard?
So your website, nwnwf.org, /campout, and that's where you can go and a nice, cheap vacation time to spend with your family. Bring the whole community together. Bring the whole neighborhood together. David, thank you so much for pointing out to us that we need to get our kids outside and active for all of those great reasons. Have a great weekend. Are you camping this weekend?
I sure am. I'm going to be up in New York. Believe it or not, there's a camp out going on in New York City, so it's going to be good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on AM Colorado. It is now 7:32, that time check being brought to you.